The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey everyone, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the founder and CEO of Create and Cultivate, and this is Work Party, a podcast for a new generation of women who are ditching the rule book and redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. In each episode, we bring in leading female entrepreneurs for real talk advice on the topics that matter most to the modern career woman. From hiring to mentorship to raising money and so much more. Whether you're pivoting to a new industry, negotiating a raise, turning your side hustle into a full-time gig, or pitching your company to investors, we're giving you the tips and tricks you need to take your career to the next level. Ready to make some money moves? Well, welcome to Work Party, the podcast. There's no doubt about it, social media is changing the way small businesses are built. With a community of potential customers at your fingertips, entrepreneurs are able to test out their business ideas on social media before they take the plunge and start raising capital, which is something today's Work Party guest, Karen Perez, knows a thing or two about. When the fashion stylist of 15 years was tasked with finding chic masks for her clients and couldn't find any, she decided to make her own. But before launching her business, Second Wind, she announced a pre-sale on Instagram, anticipating maybe 100 orders. She received 10,000. And it's safe to say her social media first approach has paid off. Fast forward a year since that first IG post, and her designs are available to shop at Saks Fifth Avenue and have been spotted on high profile women with the likes of Jennifer Lopez and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wearing her pieces. No big deal. Needless to say, I can't wait to talk to Karen all about how she leveraged Instagram to build a successful business, raise capital through crowdfunding, and landed her products at major retailers. So let's get right into it. Welcome to the Work Party, Karen.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. So you were working as a stylist before you launched Second Wind in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic last summer. What inspired you to start your business and pursue this path?
It basically was a passion project. I did not think this was any kind of business at all. I had a ton of my clients and friends and family that were asking me where to find masks once we start going back to the workplace. And I was having a hard time finding them as a stylist, because that's pretty much what I do. I was reaching out to even other countries, places like in Japan, where it's so normal to wear a face covering. And I couldn't find anything. And of course, we couldn't get anything shipped here. We were in that time when masks were so scarce. So I decided to basically put pen to paper and started designing on my own.
Amazing. And leading up to the launch of Second Wind, you announced a pre-sale on Instagram, which I mentioned in the intro, to gauge the demand, which was obviously much higher than you ever anticipated. So would you recommend that small businesses take this approach when they're first starting out?
Oh, definitely. I think it's really great. You know, actually, one of my friends suggested this for me because when I did my pre-sale and I did not anticipate that many orders in one day. And it was definitely a great way to launch my business and a good way for consumers to get to know you a little bit more, because you can talk about your story when you're raising money and people can kind of put a face in front of a business.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, as we mentioned, you got over 10,000 orders, which is amazing. But how did you get started on actually making the product? And what were some of the biggest challenges in scaling so rapidly?
Definitely manufacturing was one of the hardest things, especially during a pandemic, during lockdown. Manufacturing and sourcing materials was definitely the hardest thing to do for me, especially as a brand new business. But luckily, I was able to ask around and source a local sewing team that we got together and was able to, and they're still working with me today. So we're able to create everything within less than 6 months.
Wow, amazing. And of course, scaling isn't free. And after the overnight success of your Instagram presale, you decided to create a GoFundMe to raise capital to fulfill on all these different orders. And within a matter of a week, you raised more than $4,000. So why did you decide to take the GoFundMe route and the crowdsourcing route for capital?
I think it was the smartest way as far as to avoid going into debt and asking for a loan, because at that time, I did not have any funds at all. I really didn't have a choice, but it was, I think, a great idea for a small business to start off doing crowdfunding.
Yeah, absolutely. And with GoFundMe, you're able to get those funds, but you don't owe anyone anything like Kickstarter, right? Where you have to give them certain things. Is that how that works?
Yes, exactly.
Amazing. So essentially it's like free money in a way to get your business rolling.
Exactly.
So how are you funding the business today? And are you still bootstrapping? And have you taken on any investors since doing GoFundMe?
I'm currently still working as a stylist, fully 100% funding it myself. Luckily, I have a team that can work on the business while I'm on set working with my clients. I'm very lucky that I have a thriving styling business. I have an agent that supports me. And that's pretty much how I fund the business.
Amazing. And in terms of growing the team, can you talk a little bit about some of those key hires when you saw the scale happen so quickly? How did you know who to hire? How did you hire? And what are some of the tips and tricks you learned about hiring a team?
It definitely was pretty difficult to hire someone right away because I am a type of person that has a lot of control and I started the business alone, but I hired within my family, actually. My family has been there since the very beginning. And I reached out to close friends that were aspiring to be in a different industry, you know, friends that are in beauty that wanted to go into fashion and vice versa. So I reached out to whoever was eager. And then slowly people were coming and sending resumes. So we got very lucky in that sense.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes it's personality first, and then you can teach people the rest. Your business has garnered the support of high-profile women like Jennifer Lopez and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How did you create this amount of buzz around your business in the beginning? And what advice can you share for founders who maybe have a tight marketing budget but are looking to get that high-profile press?
The success of that definitely has to come with how we presented ourselves through social media. I came up with a product that everyone needed. And quickly, right away, it became so popular and we got exposed within maybe 2 months in business with one of the biggest publications ever in fashion, which is Vogue. And from there, it just kind of escalated into so much more organic publications. And then that's how it basically went into the hands of, you know, AOC and Jennifer Lopez, and then also the support of my community, the Latinx community that was extremely, extremely supportive in our business and our mission.
Yeah, amazing. And then obviously that type of press is priceless, but do you currently put any budget into marketing and have you seen a return on that investment?
Yes, I do. I put very little, to be honest. We've been very lucky with having organic press, but we definitely do put in a little bit of marketing. I think it's important to put yourself out there in a very specific niche as a specific brand. We put in money into photo shoots, into our models that we use, photography. But for the most part, everything else is just done organically. And we create our content. So we try to, you know, leverage our expenses and not go over budget.
For you, obviously, you've had influencers wear your masks, celebrities wear your masks. You know, you've had amazing organic press pickup. What would you say you've seen the greatest ROI through in terms of marketing? Is it like when a JLo wears your piece? Is it the Vogue article you got? What drove the most sales?
It's hard to say because we've had some incredible press. I mean, we were mentioned in the New York Times during a very historic time. This is the day that we saw the inaugural ceremony of the president now. So that was such a momentous issue. So everyone, we had a huge amount of traffic that specific day. And then obviously when we have a celebrity wearing our stuff, it's amazing. And the crazy part about the whole thing is it's so organic. So I think it's a little bit of both, you know, I mean, for the most part, one thing is that we have a specific look and we have product that does really well that works and the press, you know, love it. So, you know, aesthetically, how we look, they love that. And then I think that's why it's important to put a little into marketing and identify what your brand is.
Hey, Work Party listeners, for all my health and wellness gurus who are listening, hello, and this one is for you. We're taking a quick break to chat about one of my favorite brands, Array. If you're anything like me, you probably love finding natural remedies to solve your day-to-day health issues. Whether you've been troubleshooting your own health problems for a while now, or maybe you're just someone who thrives on finding the next best remedy to optimize your body and mind. Regardless, I want to highly recommend Array's newest bloat capsules. I was actually just having a conversation with my friend the other day about what probiotics, vitamins, and supplements we were taking, and obviously I had to bring up Array. She actually ended up using a discount code and stocked up. Array is truly one of my favorite supplement brands, and I usually take them with me when I travel. I bring them on the go with me through my workday, and they really just bridge the gap and bring women a product that helps them to feel their best no matter what the circumstance. Array is 100% natural, filler-free, organic, and naturopathically formulated supplements solve everyday problems that a lot of us women deal with, such as bloat, anxiety, stress, and so much more. In short, their supplements are perfect for millennial women with a lot on their plate who don't have a lot of time to compromise how they feel. And if that sounds like you, yeah, me too. I woke up today and actually took their supplement after eating breakfast. And it really is perfect for when you have a longer day. You don't want to be bogged down by the breakfast you just had that morning. Plus, they work in less than an hour. So you start to feel the results pretty quickly, allowing you to move through your day with ease. Bloating has been one of the most annoying, unsolvable issues over the years, and it feels great to finally have a solution. Here at Work Party, we are clearly huge fans of Array, if you can't already tell. We've been following along with their brand for a while now, and not only do they have efficacious products that actually work, but their branding is super chic, and it's really cute on your bathroom counter. Their products are also free of harsh ingredients and made from 5 natural herbs and fruit-based digestive enzyme, so you can feel comfortable taking them regularly. You don't even realize how much easier your day will become once you start incorporating these supplements into your daily routine. You'll be at ease and completely forget about what bloat is. So, I mean, I really cannot say enough about Array. If you want to try Array yourself, we've got a sweet little deal for you. You can go to array.com, ARRAE.com, and use code WORKPARTY at checkout for 10% off a one-time purchase or 25% off your first month subscription. That's array.com, ARRAE.com. All right, now back to the episode.
Hey, I'm Allie Colbert. I'm a stand-up comedian, actress, and writer from New York City.
And I'm Jackie Colbert.
I have made my career as a comedian by using my insights and wit to make points. Funny points, but points. Look, I have good taste and too much common sense for just myself, so I'm going to share it with you guys.
Okay, Allie, get over yourself.
And my younger sister and best friend Jackie is here to bring me back down to earth. Every Tuesday, Jackie and I are going to hang out with each other and some of our favorite people. And of course, respond to your questions and confessions. So send in your secrets. It's like church, but I'm Jewish and bisexual. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. Subscribe, rate, review. You know the drill.
Obviously, the love of, you know, the love from J-Lo, AOC, and, you know, all the press that you're getting, major retailers started to take note about Second Wind, and it's now sold at Saks Fifth Avenue. So congratulations on that. Can you share a little advice for small business owners for perfecting their pitch and landing a deal with a major retailer?
Well, I think it's really important to stay true to yourself as much as possible. I think one thing that a lot of big retailers are really interested in seeing diversity, because there's a lot of brands out there and what makes you different and more special than the other. So I think being as authentic, being true to yourself and genuine will definitely have you kind of stick out more than other brands.
Absolutely. And you've taken Second Wind from social media to Saks, which is impressive. But what advice do you have for people who want to recreate your success and test out a business idea on Instagram? Any tips you can share looking back?
To be honest, you know, when we launched and we did our first photo shoot, we shot it. It was me. I'm not even a model. had my sister do the photography. We shot it in the roof. We created beautiful imagery. We created something that people just wanted. It was a vibe that you wanted. And, you know, we created these photos that were so beautiful that I always say to myself, whenever I do anything, I was picture it being featured on a huge editorial. And luckily, you know, Vogue grabbed our photo without us even knowing and featured us and featured me in it. So I think as long as you are true to yourself and you put energy into your photography or your art, or you collaborate with an influencer, I think that definitely can bring sales. That's so important to your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, crowdsourcing and crowdfunding, these have all been crucial elements to your success. So what advice can you share for aspiring entrepreneurs who are maybe hesitant to put their ideas out there? And how did you sort of go about getting the word out about your GoFundMe?
Well, I could understand why people could be hesitant, because you are pretty much asking for money. I'm one to not do that. But I think the fact that I put, I was super honest about what was happening, and people love the story. And I think when you put a face in front of a business or your heart and you explain, people love to help each other. And I think nowadays we love to come together as community. So I think it's brilliant. I think helping one another is great. And people love to hear an interesting story.
And looking back, if you could go back to the beginning of your career with the knowledge you have now, what advice would you give your younger self?
The advice I would give myself when I was younger would be to believe in myself more. I think, and that goes hand in hand with your product. I think if you believe in yourself and your product, then people will believe in it as well.
Absolutely. And what's next for you and Second Wind? Obviously, the masks are what exploded you guys into the atmosphere, but you offer so much more than that.
Yeah, we have expanded our brand into more accessories. We are expanding into more accessories and into jewelry, which is something that I love. And we are slowly working into apparel, which is really exciting.
Absolutely. So we're going to end with some rapid fire sentence finishers. Are you ready?
Yes.
Awesome. The three traits that got me to where I am today are
being passionate, strong working ethic, and having guts.
My biggest weakness is?
My biggest weakness is my ability to let go.
Oh, I can relate. My biggest strength is?
My biggest strength would be my work ethic.
My first lesson I learned the hard way as a business owner was?
I would say that no one will have the same passion and love as you do. I definitely learned it the hard way, because working with people and not understanding that maybe they're not going to work as hard, but that's not true. It's just that we're different. So I have to be okay with the fact that no one is ever going to be exactly like you in your ethic and in your passion in work.
And my number one piece of financial advice for entrepreneurs is?
Read your contracts. The biggest way to lose or to save money is by reading your contracts. Make sure you have someone that can help you, someone in the legal world. It's super, super important to read your contracts to protect yourself.
Absolutely. And three up and coming fashion brands I'm watching right now are?
I am watching The Great Arrows is an amazing store in Brooklyn that have intimate apparel, that they do it in a very modern and luxurious way. It's one of my favorite brands right now. They have an amazing presence on social media. Their vibe is just always so beautiful. Another brand that I love is Sincerely Rhea. It's another small business. It's a Black-owned business, and it's inspired designs mostly come from Africa. It's so beautiful. She got really famous over these sexy and summer dresses that I love. And another one would be a friend of mine whose store is local, and it's Revival Vintage. I feel like that vintage has kind of been lost a little bit, and people are kind of, it's hard to survive as a vintage store. So Revival Vintage is definitely the favorite store that I think most fashion designers or fashion stylists go to for inspiration. And that's basically like a treasure in New York area.
Amazing. I'm going to have to check those out next time I'm in the city.
Yeah.
What an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your time and knowledge with us. Can you tell everyone who's tuning in where they can learn more about you and Second Wind?
Yes. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at buysecondwind.com, and you can check us out and shop at shopsecondwind.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye.
For more inspiring conversations like this one, follow the Work Party Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to rate and review us or show us some love on social. We love seeing you tune in every week and share your favorite episodes. We're at Work Party on Instagram and at It's a Work Party on Facebook and Twitter. I'm your host, Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Work Party.